The sun is shining. I'm smiling because he's here, Tom Appel. He knows everything, and I do mean everything, about automobiles. He auto. He's the publisher of Consumer Guide Auto, writes a blog that I read and try to understand because I know so little about cars. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text if you have questions for Tom. Tom, you've been living, I assume, at the Chicago Auto Show.
I've been living for the Chicago Auto Show, yes.
Yes. So you've been there a lot. This is a premier auto show. And when you walk in, you see cars, and you see cars, and you see cars. That's how I look at it, because I know nothing. But when you walk in, what do you see as the big trend this year?
If we take COVID out of it, there's a couple of fun trends going on. And one of them is that mainstream manufacturers seem to be struggling to build more expensive versions of their existing common product. That's one thing I see. And then a lot of fun colors are coming out, too. This year, there seems to be a lot of orange and a lot of green on the show floor.
All right, let me back up a step. Let's take each of these one at a time. So what did you say that first thing was that you noticed?
One of the interesting things about American shoppers is that we seem to want more and more out of our vehicles. And you hear a lot about how the average transaction price of a car is going up. And, yeah, a lot of that was driven in the last 12, 18 months by COVID. But the other thing that's happening is that shoppers want more expensive vehicles. So what we're seeing...
Whoa. Shoppers want... I just want to make sure I've heard you right.
Yeah.
They want to pay more money for their cars.
I need to probably articulate exactly what I mean there. I mean that they want a lot of stuff on their cars. It seems like no one wants a car now that isn't well-equipped with leather, premium audio, a big, giant Skyview sunroof, and all sorts of other accoutrements, including like a heated steering wheel. These are things now that are becoming incredibly common, and average cars are now luxury cars, and we're seeing that reflected in what's available to look at the auto show.
And do these things that we want cost more?
They do. A good example of this, and I think it's a good package too, is the Hyundai Santa Fe is now available in a calligraphy trim level. That's their new top trim level.
What does that mean? I don't understand. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, calligraphy is something like above limited. It's just a trim level, but it's incredibly well equipped. And if you were to ride in this vehicle, test drive this vehicle, you might think, well, this is a premium car. This is something akin to perhaps a Cadillac or a Lexus. And it's not quite that, but it is an extension upward, and it reflects what American shoppers seem to want in cars. There aren't a lot of entry-level products anymore.
Does this make Cadillac or Lexus even have to up their game?
Yeah, good question, and yes. I think that luxury makers are moving slightly upmarket as a result of this. You don't see a lot of value pricing anymore in luxury products.
Now, I rarely see polka-dotted cars, but apparently that was the second item there. Strange colors, you say. I've always heard that if you get a car that isn't, black or red or silver, or I mean, your typical colors, though, that you see, and the shades of the colors that you see, should there be an accident, it's going to be hard to get that car repainted. Is that an old car wives' tale?
I think that repainting cars has become a higher science, and that colors can be matched now. That was a legitimate concern, and I remember people talking about that 20 years ago or so.
And what are the, you said orange, and green, but we've always had green, so you must mean a different shade of green.
Yeah, we're moving to a darker, mossy green now, and there's some nice cars. If people are still going to head down to the auto show, the Lexus GX, that's their midsize body-on-frame crossover, is available in a very mossy green. And the Nissan Pathfinder's got a really deep, dark green that's good-looking. And there's a BMW coupe, the 440i, in a very nice green. I think I can't think of it. It's named for an island that I can't remember the name of, but a great, deep emerald green.
Aruba green. I don't know.
It's like that.
I made that up. I have no idea. But here's what I do know. Cars have been in the news over the past week or two, particularly Tesla. I want to talk about the recalls. I want to talk about, is it a trend, really? Electric cars? Are people, not people who have a lot of money, that's little slice, are people in large numbers really buying this stuff? We're going to find out from the guy who knows, because he, and only he, is the publisher of Consumer Guide Auto. Tom Appel is here. We're talking to Tom Appel. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Auto, and he's guiding us around the auto world right now. A text that I have here is exactly, Tom, what I was going to ask you about, and that is regarding the Teslas and the recalls.
Yeah.
It seems there have been one after another, after another, after another. Here's a car you have to pay a whole lot of money for. You typically have to wait, what, a year or longer to get one, and now they're being recalled.
Yeah, Tesla's done a pretty nice job of actually meeting demand, and the chip shortage, the microchip shortage, that's a side effect of the whole COVID situation, has been pretty well managed by Tesla. So the waiting list isn't as bad, depending on the model you want, as it could be, but yeah, there has been a recall. And this is an OTA update, an over-the-air update,
ooh,
for a feature on Tesla's full self-driving mode that became very controversial. And the feature basically allowed buyers, allowed owners to select, to choose to do something what is technically illegal when in full safe driving mode, which would be to execute a rolling stop at stop signs.
That's not good.
No. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said exactly that. Like, they said, that's not good. You can't do this. And it never actually became an official recall. Tesla is just fixing these. And the good news for owners is they don't have to take their car anywhere. This can be executed over the air. So it's going to be done. I think you're going to be given a notice on your phone or maybe on your car's monitor that something has been done, and they're going to take that feature away.
All right. So it's as simple as that. It's probably done through the app. But nevertheless, I want to ask you, you mentioned the chip issue, and I have lots of text here asking in one way, shape, or form about that. Do you have to wait for a car, and how long typically do you have to wait now?
Yeah, it depends on the car. And what's interesting is that it's not as predictable as you think it would be. The chip shortage, the microchip shortage, is affecting every manufacturer to some degree. Every car has between 30 and 60 microchips in it. If it's a high-end premium car, it could be more. And the shortage means that manufacturers are being selective about what they build, and they're only building the things that turn the highest profit. So those vehicles are in short supply just because people are scrambling to get those, and they can't build enough of them. And their manufacturers aren't building other vehicles at all. Less profitable sedans and things like that are hard to find as well. The result is that people are being forced to order vehicles, something Americans aren't used to doing. We're used to going to a dealership, buying a car, and having ticket, going home in it in that day. Now people are waiting 6 to 8 weeks at least for their vehicle.
No, we're not used to that. And
no.
The part that is concerning about what you just said is at least. So we could be talking about more than 8 weeks is 2 months. So we're talking about potentially more than that. So you were walking around the auto show as you looked around. Did you see something that we would call a bargain? Or does that not exist anymore?
No, there really aren't any bargains out there.
What?
I did see, and I thought this was funny. Yeah. Yeah, cars are expensive now, and there really aren't affordable cars. And consumers did this. I mean, manufacturers are responding in the way that they should.
How is it our fault?
Because people don't buy affordable vehicles anymore.
I would.
Small cars are going away. They're being replaced by small crossovers, and the average transaction price difference is about $5,000 or $6,000. Which
Why are small cars going away? Have you tried to find a parking space in a crossover?
Well, there are small crossovers, and they don't have larger footprints, so they're just about as easy to park. But people want the crossovers. They want the look, they want the perceived value, and they want the available all-wheel drive if they can get it.
Question here from a texter. Mazda apparently is not at the auto show. He or she wants to know why.
A lot of manufacturers are spending their promotional money differently this year. Most famously, Honda Acura not at the auto show this year as well.
Whoa.
They plan to be back next year.
But they have TV commercials. They're spending money that way.
They are. Yeah, there's some question about how many people were going to turn out for a COVID-era auto show and whether the money was there and if the return on investment would be there. So some manufacturers chose not to be there. And yeah, Honda Acura would be the most famous. They've already said they'll be at the Chicago Auto Show next year. This was a one-year decision. They wanted to do something else with the money.
Interesting. So you walk around the auto show, you look around the auto show. Do you notice any other trends?
What we're seeing now, and this is rather predictable, I think, a lot of electric vehicles. And that sort of pivot point where people are going to be able to go out and buy a relatively popularly priced electric car is here right now. And that's reflected on the floor.
What is popular? So what would be the range approximately for, and I've got a great question here, a great question, which I will get to in a second, I promise. A texter asking the best question ever, because I was thinking the same thing. So clearly, great minds think alike. So what was I just asking you about? I was asking you about what?
About affordable electric vehicles.
Yes. Is there such a thing?
There is now, yeah. You've got the Hyundai EV6, the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and the Kia EV6, the Toyota BZ4X, the Subaru Solterra. These are all compactish crossovers or high-roofed wagony things that are hitting right at the heart of the market and will be available very soon. So this is sort of the first auto show where EVs are sort of common.
You know, my texters are telling me that there's no BMW either at the auto show.
I think BMW is there courtesy of local dealers, but not the actual corporate entity.
All right, so here's that question, speaking of local dealers. The best question ever. So you walk into a dealer, and it was back in the day, you'd say, well, maybe I'll try that car and take the car for a test drive. So the question is, first of all, can you still do that? Secondly, you said it's going to take a while to get the car, and then you sit down. They take you to a room. And in that room, you kind of haggle a little bit. And then some boss person comes in and says, well, now it's up to me to decide. And look at this paperwork. And there are 50,000 pages of negotiations. And everything. You were able to negotiate for a car. It was like going to Tijuana. Can you still do that?
No, it's really a seller's market right now. And what you're finding is that if you can get a car for basically list price these days, you're getting a good deal. In January, 80% of all new cars were sold at list or above versus about 3% just 12 months earlier.
So if the car, hold on here, I want to understand, this is very scary. So if the car list for, give me a number, $65,000,
yeah,
you might end up paying $75,000?
You might. Yeah, it depends on the vehicle and how popular it is. The Ford Bronco, for example, which was introduced last year, it's a competitor for the Jeep Wrangler, exceedingly popular. And people are famously paying at least $5,000 over sticker for those right now.
I believe, Tom, you are convincing me to just take Uber more often. I'm not sure. Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Auto, but you have an award-winning super blog. Where is that at?
If you go to consumerguide.com, you can just get to the blog from there. You can also listen to our podcast right there, the Consumer Guide Car Stuff Podcast.
And give me that URL, as they say.
You can download the Consumer Guide Car Stuff Podcast anywhere. Otherwise, just go to consumerguide.com.
That's what I was looking for, consumerguide.com.
Yeah.
You always know everything when it comes to automobiles. I appreciate, particularly on a sunny Sunday, your time. Thank you so much, Tom.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
Thank you. It's always great to talk to him. He really is so incredibly knowledgeable.